So, Namaste, it's a good question that, and you have given a contextual example that, you know, a rational mind says, well, taking a vaccine is for common good. So, well, the same logic the ISIS gives to its followers. What is common good? So it gives the same logic that for this group of mankind, it's a common good. If you people do what we are telling you, it's good that one day you will reign over the world. And how you will govern the world. See, that's the same belief, no? That you will one day govern the world according to the laws of God. Okay? So everything is justified after that. So this premise of common good is a very, very tricky premise, because first we must know what is common good. So is the common good of humanity, now coming back to the question, does it lie in survival? Survival is a step, I understand. But even there, is survival ensured best by supporting our life by all kinds of external things, or survival ensured best by developing within us the capacity to fight? Logical argument, I am saying. So to start with, is just surviving and in the bargain, losing your ability to take a challenge of life and fighting with it and evolving further. So which is common good? Now the other argument in this case is that by common good we mean that, you know, people have to be saved. Now you save a whole group of humanity or group of people because you are afraid that some people may have a problem or they may die or whatever you may. So basically, again we are going back to the same thing, that you are preferring a survival over evolution, over even dharma, over truth. So this kind of an argument and logic doesn't take any higher evolution into cognizance. So that means that Mahabharata was wrong, because ultimately what happened in Mahabharata? Millions of people died. Even till today, there are people, even religious people, who will say, what was the purpose why Mahabharata was there? Shri Krishna wanted to show to the world that violence is bad. Excuse me, but that's not... So this is how our logical mind has built a premise. The premise is, if maximum number of people live or survive, what they do with that survival is not nobody's lookout. That's the freedom that democracy allows you. But somehow they must survive. But that's not how nature or God operates. That's not what they want. They want survival is necessary, but not at the cost of evolution. So comfort zones are valid only till that time. And whenever there is a wave of evolution, it challenges us to step out of our comfort zones. So what will happen as a result if you take this approach? That survival, maximum people will survive. Yes, they will survive. People should not go to war. Why? Because maximum people will survive. The similar logic. So as a result, you will have a whole surviving mass of people who become more and more impoverished in their even basic capacity to fight with the challenges of life. See, what happens in a society which loses the Kshatriya? Imagine if all the Kshatriyas thought, ki, no, why should we fight? So many will die from this side. So many, it's a similar thing. So many will die in the other side. Why should we engage in war? After all, let's all survive and be happy. This is the way leftist thought goes. That why are we doing it? But so much iniquity is done on that basis. That why you even think about a nation? I'm giving logic. Why you even think about a nation? Why you even think about a community? Whoever takes over, what does it matter? After all, survival will be ensured. So this thing, that survival, and because of that, when we are motivated to act, then either the result will be what we have just read, that we all will survive and we'll be like very nice human beings, decent animal make of human beings, this one. Or else the spirit within may revolt. So all over the world we see that there is a greater plan, people are revolting. Has anyone tried to even feel why people are revolting? If actually it ensures survival, people have to be very illogical and mad to revolt. So there is something else, why they are feeling whatever they are feeling. I'm not going into its details. And this is not about vaccination, it's about education system. I know that people say, ki, you know, I want my child to actually study in a typical public school so that he scores well and gets a good job. Same logic is there. What is the different logic about it? Then let's also go into that direction. Why should we have an education system where at the end of the day, when people come out, they are so left unsure about their job? Is it? But this is where we don't understand logic. This kind of logic will fix limits of human evolution. It will make us, okay, comfortable, but within a very small and narrow frame. Now, if humanity is satisfied with it, it's fine. But invariably we see in humanity, especially now, that there is an urge to discover something beyond this frame. That's why patterns are. And for this very reason, for thousands of years, so much oppression took place in various sections. Why did women not revolt, for example, when they faced all the inequality? No, you see, for the sake of the family. Same logic. Because if she revolts, the whole family structure will be disturbed. Man may do anything but keep quiet. Because if you revolt, there will be an upsetting of things. What if God wants things to be upset? Why should God think the way I am thinking? Why should he be bound by the same logic that my logic is? He upsets things, he breaks the patterns and symmetry of a structure so that a new evolution takes place. All evolution is like that. So if we go deeper into it, there are two or three basic instincts, which are instincts of forces which are operating in the world. One is the force of creation. The second is the force of preservation. The third is the force of destruction. This is what we, you know, call as Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Now, the force of preservation, preserving life, is all right when you don't have the any kind of possibility of anything new. So this operates. For a long time it operates and preserves the balance. But a time comes when it must be broken down. It does break down. That is the deeper meaning of the word dharma siglani. Who created the dharma siglani? He breaks. Why? Because the dharma itself has become a means or a tool for all kinds of things which it never meant. So he who created, he breaks it. Why? Because a new, that's how the mother puts it, no? That something new has to come. Abhyuthanam dharmasya tadatmansujamayam. So it's not like going back to the old ways, but something new has to come. So he breaks the old pattern. The divine has created it, the divine breaks it. And when he does it, then the power of new creation can manifest fully. So this is what we see happening today. There are those who still want to preserve an old pattern because it's comfortable. It's so comfortable to stop thinking and go by the current opinion. It's the most convenient thing to do. But then it is at the cost of evolution. This one must understand. Whereas there are those who are path breakers, who are, pathfinders, barrier breakers. They are the ones who are harbingers of the change and they carry within their heart the impulse of the new creation. Who is going to succeed? Who is going to really eventually take over? On that rests the balance whether humanity is ready to evolve or it is going to either stay static or and face more and more challenges. It will depend on the balance of that. If humanity chooses the status quo, then for a moment the evolutionary impulsion will linger. But it will burst because it is bound to. So what will happen? There will be a mass revolt. Because that's how. It's not about human beings. It's the force which is laboring inside. Once the fiat is gone for the new creation, you just can't help it. The old is going to die. Shubhendra used the word, the old will perish. That's how it is going to be. So it is a question of delaying. How much we can delay the new creation, that's all. But today or tomorrow, now you see the difference. I'll give one example with which we can close this question. I'm not talking about say vaccines or whatever, since we now 30 years back, 40 years back, people often, even this photograph was circulated that now you see what was happening was man was not ready, he was just wanting survival. Oh, this will ensure survival. People took it. Have you ever seen this kind of a mass, even scientists and everybody getting together and trying to say that this is not the right line that man should take? It never happened. Same with the challenge that people are doing to establish norms, ways of life, even laws. Because something within man's heart has developed now, that the urge to go beyond. Earlier, how was it? Like, there was a time when, how was justice met? When people put their thumb down, then you kill. That is how the, you know, you see the gladiators and me. That's how it was decided. But now people don't, because they want something new. Many don't know what is that new. But still they want something new. This urge is going to increase because it's an irresistible impulsion. Today you can suppress it, no doubt. But this will take over. There'll be another attack. How long will you go on? At some point, this creative urge will burst forth. When will that be? We don't know. Initially, you cannot suppress any authentic impulse to evolve, evolutionary impulse, for long. If, supposing you try to do it, then what is going to happen? The mother has spoken about it, that masses of humanity are going to collapse. She has predicted that. I can take the same example of the viral infection. So there are two kinds of people. One who are believing, no, if I take vaccine, I am safe. Yes, there is another who go through that process. What happens when you go through that process? Long term, you are a beneficiary. Because you have taken the challenge and your body has developed process and mechanism. Let's not get into the details. It has handled it. So it's better prepared now to take the other challenge. On the other hand, you have chosen for the safety. Now another problem comes. Again, you choose that path. So what happens? You are progressively going down the drain, not even realizing. So this is, but obviously there will be very few who will break through the pattern. But eventually they are the ones who actually create a new world. 50 years back, if somebody told that, you know, there's something like people living in together, it would have been blasphemous. But it was happening. People didn't know about it. It was happening. Today, people have accepted it. Tomorrow, it will be the norm. 50 years back, in a typical Indian family, if you didn't do all the fast which you are supposed to do, if you don't go to the temple when parents expect you to do, you were regarded as someone really bad. Yeah. I mean, I've grown up in that whole milieu in a village. But today you see, it has changed. Completely changed. Initially, some people said, no, why will I go? They broke the pattern and they were regarded as renegade elements of society. But these are the people who eventually, now you see, this thought appeals somewhere within man. You look at the movie Sholay. You know something very interesting about Sholay? It's not just about two people's bravery. These are the people who are the renegade elements of society, who were in a prison. And when they are released, they prove that there was something tremendous good about them, which nobody had recognized. There was another movie in the Western world. Was it Dirty Harry? And there was another Dirty Dozen. All these renegade elements. So basically, why do they appeal? Because they break the pattern of the good guy being outside the prison and the bad guy being inside the prison. So they break this pattern of thought. So this is what is happening world over. Right now it's little here and there. But these are the voices will eventually will become the norm. So the new norm always comes like that. Namaste.